Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah. This is
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo, the Novos.
Hello, guys. Welcome to Monday.
Good morning.
How are we?
Good morning.
Oh, sorry, I just had you switched off.
Oh, that's all right.
Was rude, wasn't it? Sorry, Crevo.
That's okay.
Do you know what? Look at you, Jade. You are well into the Christmas spirit today.
She was playing Christmas shirt.
The boob on the way to work in the car.
Yeah, oh, really?
I found this really good. It's called Christmas Songs Favorites on
Spotify. Oh, yep.
So I
and
could
it
just
had all
have...
your favorites?
Yes. And so
it's
I was
beginning
I'm
to
into
look
my
lot
Christmas
like
music.
Christmas.
Yeah, you are. And in fact, when we came in, you were just singing away like Christmas songs at random.
Yeah, I love it. It always puts you in a good mood this time of year.
Well, of course, you had your big Christmas photo shoot yesterday
right.
with the dogs.
Oh, my God.
Yep, so stick around till 8:40 for the update on that.
Only 2 hours and 40 minutes.
You're gonna wanna know everything.
About the bows.
Yeah.
A good weekend.
Great weekend.
Of course, you had your partner's party. Thanks for having us.
Oh,
yeah.
It was a pleasure.
It was really good.
Yeah, it was really good. 30th birthday. And so how about we do this? I give you the rundown and the antics in just minutes.
Oh.
How's that for what they call in radio a tease?
Sounds amazing.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo, the Novos.
It's my party and a party. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. I must spend my money.
Emmy's 30th birthday over the weekend, so of course had to have a bit of a party Saturday. You know, COVID times though, difficult to pick just 20 people. There was people like that we talked about and we're like, oh, this is a great friend, but you've got to say no. You can't invite them.
No.
Which makes it difficult.
It's
you know?
Awkward because I noticed a lot of Emmy's friends are from Sydney. So yeah. They have to like make the effort, come here, and then you almost had like a roster system in place.
We did.
For Emmy's
yeah.
party. Like Jade and I and her husband rocked up at what, like
6:30?
Yeah, second shift.
We're in the last arrivals group.
You know, it's like when they're getting people to board a plane. You know, first you get certain people on and it's mums and kids, and then it's like, you know, you go through like each section of the plane.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, it was a tight military operation in some ways.
Well, you're getting a little bit too drunk. Time to leave. who's next?
Sexy. All right. The next group of arrivals is in next. Look, you know, in terms of organization, thought I had everything pretty well under control till about 2-3 hours before, I'm like, oh, the food stuff, we're not that all, like, we're not where we need to be, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Emmy gets on the phone, and I didn't know about this, but calls up her auntie and uncle, and I get home, like, probably an hour before things are getting started. I've got this plan of how things are going to go. I'll do this, this, and this. And there's a full, like, team of people in the house, like, cutting food and doing things. It was like a commercial kitchen running in my house at one point there.
So called in reinforcements.
Yeah, they did. And, hey, it was great because they got us all sorted and organized.
Her aunt and uncle live locally, do they?
No, they're down in Sydney, but she called, like, probably 2-3 hours before. I just didn't know.
Oh,
so they
that
they,
was lucky.
They got in the car early and came up and helped us out, so that was good. Interesting highlight that was sort of unexpected, because my parents came along, right? My mum drew up, like hand drew up, a pin the tail on the donkey.
Yeah.
Which you think, oh, that's like a kid's game.
I love pin the tail on the donkey.
But you have like a couple of mojitos and spin like an adult, a blindfolded adult around, and it's just as funny or even funnier perhaps. Because, you know, like it's everyone's, and it's the spectator angle. Like it's a spectator sport when someone's wildly like spinning a tail and about to fall off the deck. You know,
that is
like,
quite
it's
funny.
quite entertaining.
My favorite part was Emmy and all of her friends trying to set me up with their gay friend. At
oh,
the
yeah.
End.
That
oh, I heard that was a shenanigan.
They
even made
awkward.
Him go and shower.
He had a shower.
I said to Maddie in the car, I said, what? They expect you to go and jump on him.
It was a bit quite awkward. Yes. I mean, well-intended, I think.
Well-intended, but very, like, give it up after the fourth
you
time, you know?
You think so, right?
And not your type.
Neither of them's type, I reckon. But, you know.
You were one of the big culprits.
No, definitely
Matt,
not.
You told me in the car on the way here that
you
Kuma
made that
was like,
up.
Nah, no, I didn't.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. You said.
I wasn't involved.
Oh, please. God, nah. You're a. Oh, twist your words around.
I said Emmy did.
No, you said, Crevo said that he had a good character and you had a good character.
No, see how she twists words?
Yeah.
I was chatting to Crevo about it and he goes, I wouldn't look too much into it. They just thought, good character.
That's right.
Nothing wrong with that.
Leaving details out, Maddie.
Suddenly you're
I can't
the one
deal
in trouble.
With this
yeah,
this
good.
Week.
Just quickly though, I want to get around to the most important.
Oh, yeah.
So
everyone look at Jade.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time wrapping Emmy's present.
Oh yes.
Got a 10 out of 10.
Oh, well, this bodes well for your future career as a gift wrapper for
correct.
The Samaritans.
Yeah, because I'm going to be gift wrapping soon.
Yeah,
so.
Trust you, like middle of the party, everyone's just eating their food and Jade
chilling
makes
out.
Emmy unwrap her present in front of everyone. She hasn't touched anyone else's gifts yet.
Yes, she had.
But Jade made her unwrap it in front of the whole party.
Yeah, good. Well, I wasn't going to be there all night, so I couldn't, you know.
Can't wait around.
I couldn't wait around.
Come on, chop, chop. What's the score?
Overall, Crevo, once again, 10
good
out of
success.
10. Entertainer's paradise.
Yeah.
That was good fun.
Good food. I love the saucy soin.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Saucy
soin.
Thanks for coming along, guys. It was
you're
great.
No worries. Welcome.
Lads versus Lasses up next. On offer today, we have a dinner or lunch for four at Cohiba Sports Club.
Oh, nice.
So the winner of today's Lads versus Lasses walks away with that.
Cool.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Lads
versus Lasses.
It is time for our ultimate battle of the sexes game, Lads versus Lasses on 13 10 09. If you'd love to play, I think we're after. Oh no, we've got a dude now that's just come on board, which is great. So it's going to be Kaz versus Luke in minutes. The Lads are on 34 and the Lasses are as well tying on 34 gold stars on our board.
It's coming to the end of the year now and we need to figure out like a prize or some sort of punishment for the losing.
Yeah. Well, there's only 19 shows left, so.
Jeez.
How about that?
Not counting or anything.
Are you excited,
wow.
Jade?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Holidays. Time with my chihuahuas.
All right. Let's go to the phone, shall we?
Yeah. Hey, Kaz. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks. You guys?
Yeah, doing really
good,
well.
Thank you.
You feeling you got this in the bag this morning?
Yes. Yep, I can do this.
Okay. Of course you can, Kaz.
Now, Kaz, your real name is Karen, but you're not like the normal Karens, are you? So you go by Kaz.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of Christmas preparation, I believe you're sort of not really there yet.
I have not started one little piece.
Neither have I. Neither have I. Nothing to worry about. All right, let's get into these questions. Let's see if you got this in the bag. Number one, Little Creatures is a brand of what?
Oh, no, I don't know.
It's a beer, unfortunately. All right, next one. What is Suntough used for? What is Suntough used for?
On your car?
No, sorry. It's plastic roofing panels. Sorry about
that. Oh, my God.
These are hard ones this morning. Don't feel bad, Kaz.
Okay, question number three. Which company, and this is pretty easy, you should be able to get this. Which company is Jeff Bezos famous for owning?
I've got no chance.
Richest man in the world right now.
There's
a clue,
know.
Extra clue. Amazon.
That's all right, Kaz.
Hold the line, you don't know. See, our lad could get none as well. We're going to go to Luke from Morissette. He's a removalist and preparing for a hectic Christmas. He has to travel a lot for family and wants a brand new XR6 Falcon Ute for Christmas. Yeah, he does. Good morning, Luke.
Oh, nice.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good, mate. What car are you driving at the moment?
an AU Falcon ute.
You sound like the type of bloke that drives a ute.
Yeah, I love driving utes. So
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, all right, man. Well, let's do this. You need to get one of these questions correct in order to win the meals. Four for Cohiba Sports. Here we go. Question number one. How much did the block properties garner at the auction on last night's finale? Was it A, $12 million, B, $5 million, or C, $1
million? That was... B.
B, $5 million is incorrect.
Sorry, man.
Question number two. Who plays McDreamy in the TV show Grey's Anatomy?
Oh, God. I don't...
Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah, I don't watch that show.
Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah, neither do I.
All right. Well, look, maybe this is going to be a draw. Of course, if you don't get this right, we go to a coin toss. Luke, last question. Miley Cyrus has teamed up with which British singer for her latest single?
Ollie Murs, maybe?
Ollie Murs.
No. Great guess.
Ollie Murs.
This is incredible.
Dua Lipa, and the song's called Prisoner, which means we go to a coin toss right now. Do you want heads or tail, Luke?
I'll go head.
Okay. Hey, Google, flip a coin. Here we go. Going for heads. Guess what? It's heads. You win.
Wait.
Congratulations.
Oh,
just showing you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Four meals at Cohiba Sports. You can take your mates, your workmates, whatever, man. All yours.
Yeah, legend. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you listening.
Thanks for that.
There you go.
Tough one this morning.
Not one correct answer.
Jay,
Maddie and Creepo. The Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle. This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Guys, my world has changed. I'm going to stand up for a second and I want you to tell me if there's anything you noticed different about me. Okay.
Oh, my God. You're wearing...
stretchy jeans.
Yeah, instead of the same black tights you wear every day.
I have been introduced to the world of jeggings. Apparently, they're leggings that look like jeans.
I know exactly what they are.
Let me tell you, they don't look like jeans.
Yeah, they do.
No.
You had no idea. You were both
fooled. I thought you were wearing tights.
No.
Like, you always wear tights, don't you?
I always wear black tights just because it's my go-to. Life's easier in a pair of black tights. But since I bought these jeggings, I've thought to myself, yeah, I could do this every day.
I can save on jeans.
So, yeah.
And
well,
leggings. I am both at the same time.
Because Ben's like, yeah, jeggings are way comfier than jeans. I said, yeah, I know.
Is Ben wearing them too?
No, well, he had to get a pair of jeans once. He wanted to go clubbing and he couldn't get allowed in without wearing jeans. So he had to go to the shops and he bought a pair of girls' jeggings because that's all... Like,
I'm sure he'll love you telling that on the radio.
Well, that's all right. Keeping it real. But so anyway, he ended up, going for the jegging. So he knows how comfortable they are. And so he said, you know what? Great too, because they're $12. I said, yeah, because I got these ones at Kmart. And the best bit is that I can get like 10 pairs for 100 instead of like one pair for 100.
Jade, very different.
No.
I'm telling you, I can tell they're tight.
You can.
Absolutely.
Stand up again.
Who cares? They're the dressy, classy version. Okay, ready? Standing up.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. I wasn't expecting that.
Jade's just waving her backside in Crevo's direction.
Yeah, just
wow.
So I get my
beanie. Well, there you go. There's a new piece of fashion for you, Jade.
Yeah, so
fancy tights.
If you like buying your missus clothes at Christmas, jeggings. That's all I'm saying.
She'll be furious with you.
Oh, I would be.
Oh, I love them. If she's anything like me, it's a sure winner.
Hey, guys, great story going around over the weekend. A client has sacked the tradie building her house for texting her at 12:15 a.m. with job-related questions.
Oh.
She's a little bit sensitive. So, yeah, he's obviously been working late into the night. A lot of tradies do that run their own business. They'll do the books and sort of the paperwork and during, you know, the later hours of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Sent her a message about some deliveries coming to site the next day. she sacked him. She goes, no, he woke me up. I had to get up early. She sent the complaint into the newsletter, into the newspaper. No good. The poor guy.
Yeah.
But it got me thinking, what's an acceptable time to text a client?
It's a tricky one because if somebody texted me in the middle of the night, I'd never hear it or see it because I have all that stuff silenced, so I wouldn't care. In fact, I'd be happy to know first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think it's okay if you call someone up until about like 7 or 8. 12 is a bit ridiculous.
Yeah, 8:30 is a wrap-up if you're calling someone that you don't know will be awake, like a personal close friend or something. 8:30, no later.
What about you, Jade? What are your thoughts?
This is a really tricky one. I think I have Do Not Disturb, I think, kicked in from about 6:30, so...
Oh.
Mine's really
early.
Yeah, mine's really early. But then I go to bed early. I'm in bed by like 8:30. So if someone's calling me at that hour, I'd be
fuming.
I'd be a little angry.
So if like work called you for something, like,
oh, I'd be fuming. Like work, but not be calling me after I've like left the building unless it's urgent.
So 9:45.
Don't call me.
Oh well, 13:10:09. I'd love to hear from you tradies out there. What's an acceptable time to text clients? Or and like we'll flip it as well
really
for clients to text you,
yeah,
or call you.
Basically, interactions with any kind of business, really, isn't it?
Yeah, acceptable times.
Jade, Maddie, and Grevo, the Novos.
13:10:09 this morning, we're asking you an acceptable time to text clients.
Jade, Maddie, and Grevo.
Yeah, this is after a tradie was sacked off his job because he texted the lady whose house he was building at 12:15 a.m.
Yeah. Mm.
She wasn't too happy about that. She's thought, nah, I'm getting rid of you, sacked.
Little bit harsh.
It's a bit extreme because you got to think about it. Like you said before, Maddie, a lot of tradies are doing their bookwork and stuff.
Yeah.
And you can imagine he's finally finished, you know, doing the last invoice for the day. He's got, oh, I've got to text that lady about those deliveries in the morning.
It was for a timber delivery, you know? The next day.
Yeah. Look, you know what? I've thought about it in the last couple of minutes.
Mm. Yeah.
It's her fault because she should have Do Not Disturb mode on her phone. Technically, it's his fault as well because I think 12 o'clock at night is a little bit wrong. You shouldn't be texting a client then. But in saying that, I would appreciate my tradie doing that because as soon as I woke up, I'd be aware of what's happening. So I think he was doing a good thing.
Do you know what else? So people call tradies that they are employing at all times of the day when they want something done or want a question asked. Doesn't matter how busy they are.
Yeah. Mm.
But when it's flipped, the poor guy gets sacked.
Yeah, true. Well, David, what do you think of all this? David? Good morning.
David.
He's there, but he's... Hello, David. Nah, see you, David.
David's busy. He's doing something.
He's on the job. Yeah. He's busy texting that client he was supposed to text. Oh, this has reminded me. Our biggest event at the moment is, of course, the Novos 500. Now, this is to replace the Newcastle 500, which was cancelled.
Yep.
Absolute travesty. Don't worry, though. We've got your back.
Yeah, we do.
We've sorted out an unbelievable go-karts, go-race, go-kart, go-race. I don't know. What was that? It's a go-kart race. Go-karts, go.
There you go.
Bit of a mouthful. Amazing first prize as well. $1,000 to spend at Total Tools.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've picked our three team members. Hamish, the only one left to pick. We're going to find out who he's picking later in the show, but a recap next.
Jade, Maddie, and Grevo, the Novos. For Total Tools, Sandgate, and Warners Bay. Every tool, every trade. And Go Karts Go. Port Meadow, Nelson Bay, Hunter Valley, and Cameron Park. GoKartsGo.com.au for info. The Total Tools Novos 500.
Forget the regular supercars. What we have is so much better. Basically, it's us plus Hamish all captaining teams from around the region as we take on each other in a bit of a team challenge to try and win supreme. And, of course, the big prizes, all thanks to Total Tools, $1,000 for first place. 500 for second, third, 250, and fourth, $100. Everyone's a winner.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. But really, there's going to be big pride going on for the region 100%. That takes this out.
I've got to say, Port Stephens, my team, which I'm representing, are going to smash you guys.
Yeah, you're too cocky, Jay. Yeah. Just because you've got a professional go-karter doesn't mean you're going to win, Dom.
Well, that's true, because in all fairness, if you've done your research like I've been doing, the heavier the driver, the slower they're going to be going on the track. You actually want someone who's light. So I'm the lightest in our team.
Do you know what, Jade?
So we do have a slight edge on you guys.
I've done my research, unlike you guys. No, he said that on air last week.
No, I've done my research. You said that.
You don't do research.
You're making stuff up today.
Now, look, the other thing about this, of course, is that we're going to have an amazing Kiss tribute band, Kisstortion, who are going to be performing. And this is our next big Facebook Live event. So if you've tuned into these amazing things we've done along the journey, you'll know it's amazing to watch, right? So Facebook Live on the day, it's going to be huge. It's going to be the band, the race itself, fierce competition. And you can imagine, right, all the trash talk from the pit lanes and stuff like that.
Well, we're broadcasting live from the racetrack as well on Saturday. So on UFM, on Facebook Live.
It's going to
be
everywhere, pretty much.
Is your teammate going to pick you up from home to get you to the event? Because I won't be picking you up.
Sorry, are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I was ignoring what you were saying.
Because Maddie can't drive. Competition doesn't show to the race, you disqualify.
Do you know what? That's all right. The people that are the cockiest, like yourself, Jade, are the ones that fall flat on their face first.
It's called competition. Get prepared.
Yeah.
Look, you can't take it. I love it. You can give it, but you can't take it.
Look, and a massive thanks to Go-Karts Go as well for hooking us up with the go-karts and the track and everything for the day.
Yeah.
Because this is going to be one of the great competitions of 2020, wrapping things up for our area. It's going to be heaps of fun.
Well, God, we've done some interesting things on the live stream this year, haven't we?
We have.
Really strange.
We had Craig Lowndes taking off my bra off a mannequin.
That's right. We had the big competition for the region's best snack packs.
You know
six
what?
Weddings.
We should bring out my Craig Lowndes bra for instead of the flag that says when the go-karts go off the starting line,
like
we wave
that.
My bra around on a stick.
That's a great idea. Are you locking that in?
Yeah. It's done. Still in the cupboard.
We do have one of those black and white checkered flags.
No. We'll put the bra on it as well.
More entertaining.
It's the Novo's trademark.
All right. News time. No, it's not.
So, are we known for that? Is that
God.
What it is?
I tell you what.
In the racing circles, we are.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started. Come
on. Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Oh, wow. I finished watching The Crown last night, season 4, all finished. Wow, what a series that is. I highly recommend it. If you're sort of like thinking about watching it but haven't made the commitment, do it. It's so good.
I think I'm about 4 episodes in.
Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's quite good. More than the old ones.
Okay, yeah, so you watched the old ones.
Yeah,
good.
I think I've watched almost all of them. Like, the old ones are a bit slow, to be fair. Now it's getting a bit juicier.
Yeah, since Diane is on the scene.
Yeah, swanning around.
The actors are really good.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I was actually really impressed.
No, do you know what? Like, Charles, what a piece of crap he is.
Yeah, not
like,
a
honestly,
big fan of Charles.
Like, what they did to Diana was so sad.
Mm.
Like, that poor girl was driven to the brink of insanity.
Mm.
It seems that way.
It's awful stuff. Yeah. I mean, look, it is only a dramatization of real life events, so I'm sure it's a little bit more.
It's probably way more dramatic than how it really was.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, guys, the Tea Gardens Hawk's Nest Community Notice Board group, which I follow, There was an interesting post made in there.
So local.
Over the weekend. And it said, caution, large hole in road, Moira Parade, close to corner of Yamba. Council have been notified, may cause damage to a small car, witch's cone, for obvious reasons. And then they've uploaded three photos of this hole, which is huge. This is one of the big council witch's cones, which are like three times the size of your regular one. It's massive. And it's halfway down the hole. So the person's put it in there for safety.
That's a big hole.
It is a huge hole in the road. And so we thought on 13 10 09, what hole do you want to fill? Like, do you have a massive pothole somewhere around your neighbourhood that the council just aren't getting to? Let's highlight it here on the show, because there are a lot of terrible roads with potholes in them.
Yeah, well, certain ones, for some reason, seem to be neglected, like, over time. They just keep...
forgotten about.
Yeah, for whatever reason, they don't get... they're not, like, reported or something. I don't know what it is, but there's... there's a few that I'll be getting my report on next.
Do you know what? Really? Interesting. Yeah. So over the weekend, I saw one of these, a story on Instagram from a guy I know. He was visiting Serbia, and he was like highlighting all the potholes down the main street. He's not filling them.
That's massive. Incredible. Oh, well, it's not just a problem here in Australia, but I have to say, we pay our taxes. We deserve good roads. So on 13 10 09, what hole do you want to fill? Call us up with your pothole.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
13 10 09, what hole do you want to fill? And yes, we are talking potholes.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo.
Yeah, this is all because in the Tea Gardens Hawk Nest community notice board on Facebook.
How long have you been on that?
A while.
What made you join that?
I used to live out that way. Yeah, so, true. You know, just know what's going on. But this guy, Isaac, he put up a picture or two of this ginormous pothole. It is huge. It's honestly probably the size of maybe two and a bit basketballs. Like, imagine like a basketball that's flown from space and it's gone pop into the ground. It's like made this massive hole, an indent, and he's put a massive giant cone in there. It's halfway
still
down the hole.
Still hasn't filled it.
It's that big. So he's like, everyone watch out, we've told the council, let's get on to this. So on 13 10 09, we want to know where these massive potholes are in your area, and we want to get them fixed.
Oh, look at you doing a community service, Jade. I love it.
As an extra incentive, if you want to, you know, get involved with this, I've actually got the council report form up. I'm going to report them for you.
Live on the air.
Yeah, so it'll be all sorted and someone will come out and fix it.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hi, how are you going?
Hi, good. Hey. Chris, now, what hole do you want to fill?
Well, actually, I live in Dungog and we've got thousands of potholes. I mean, thousands. I'd like to see the bottom of the main street fixed. At home.
Yep.
Dungog.
Is that part of Newcastle Council?
No, it's not.
Oh, I'll have to go on a different
page. I love that you get us out there, though. Thanks for calling the show. I love Dungog. Ben and I go out there for drives, and I know what you mean. The roads out there are terrible, especially if you go the back way.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's terrible. Absolutely.
What's the street or the name of the street? I'm still going to find your council and report it for you. What's the name of the street?
It'll be Dowling Street.
Dowling Street?
Yeah.
Okay, and is there like a, like what end is it, or near a shop or something, just so I can give an exact location?
It's probably, it's just down the road from the pub.
Near the pub? Okay, yeah. No worries. I'll report that for you, not a problem.
The pub on Dowling Street in Dungog, that's exactly what we're after.
Yeah. Hey, can you tell us, what's it like out at Dungog there this morning?
Pardon?
What's it like out at Dungog this morning?
Oh, actually, it's overcast. We were kind of missed out on some rain.
Yeah, no. It's a bit on the dry side.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Chris. We'll get that whole field for you.
The one that's been driving me mad.
Who's the Lord Mayor? Who's the Mayor of Dungog?
Dungog.
We're
going to
call him live on the air. Is that what we're angling
Tracy
for?
Tracy Norman.
We can tweet her at Tracy Norman, writing this down.
Dungog Shire Council.
Yeah, let's get onto that. Oh, honestly, the roads are really bad.
I haven't been out to Dungog before.
You should go. It's beautiful.
Bit and of a treat.
We always go out. Whenever we go out there, we get these, there's like a local out there that makes some delicious honey, and they sell it at the florist shop on the main street of Dungog there, which is Dowling Street. So,
do you know what we should do? Interesting.
Yeah.
Let's put this up on Facebook and let people, like,
do their
report their holes, and we'll get them filled for you.
Yeah, we'll jump on the, we'll do all the form and everything. You just say where it is.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. I'm happy to do that.
Look at us fixing the roads of Newcastle and surrounds.
Yeah, that's right. Doesn't matter even if you're in another council area. We'll do that too.
We'll do it because we all deserve good roads.
Yeah,
we pay work all hard. The money.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, what's the goss coming up next with producer Jackson? Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Will Smith has opened up about his bad behaviour on The Fresh Prince 30 years ago. Yeah,
okay.
He's confronted a co-star. It's very awkward to listen to. Also, to Miranda Kerr's commented on Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry.
Jay, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
Cameron, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Boss.
All right, so I want to hear about Katy Perry's situation. What's going on there?
So Miranda Kerr has sat down with Drew Barrymore and talked about all things her $14 billion empire with her husband, who's super rich, and also to spoken about her relationship, with Katy Perry. So this is what she had to say about Orlando Bloom's new lover.
At the end of the day, for Flynn to have a happy father and a happy mother, it's just the most important thing. So I'm just so grateful that Orlando and Katy found each other, and I'm so grateful that I found my incredible husband, and just that we all really respect each other.
Is that not just the sweetest divorce ever?
Yeah, that's good. More of that in the world.
Imagine Christmas at their place. How fun.
She just brought a new house in the Hunter.
Did she?
Yeah.
Miranda Kerr.
Yeah.
Because she's from here.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, big L-shaped
plus. Imagine $14 billion coming into the economy here. Pump that, inject that into our area.
Super rich as well, of course, Snapchat.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that still a thing? Is anyone still using Snapchat?
No, I don't. I only use it for the filters because I like the filters. So I go there, take photos, and download it on my phone, and then I share it elsewhere.
Snapchat makes you look thinner in the face.
Does it?
Compared to the others. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it really sucks you in.
Oh, good.
Do you create your own filters as well, I learned over the weekend?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm not getting that deep.
It's pretty intense stuff, like the feud between Will Smith and one of his co-stars. So, of course, the 30th anniversary of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and apparently Will Smith quite the turd on set. So he's spoken to Janet Hubert on his wife's Red Table Talk. Have you heard about this feud?
No.
Apparently he got her fired and ruined her career, and this is what she had to say.
I have children.
Yeah.
I've been divorced, and I can see the level of pain and the level of struggle that it was for you just to show up every day.
But you took all that away from me. Mm-hmm. And I understand you were able to move forward, but you know those words, calling a black woman difficult in Hollywood is the kiss of death.
Very awkward to watch, but they buried the hatchet. She says he was young, he was out of control, and in a way he had it all in his power, but all is good now. They hugged it out, so that's sweet, but I still don't like Will Smith.
Well, hopefully she gets work back from that. And it clears up some of the reputation.
Like 80 now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And that Red Table Talk thing, God, it's full on, isn't it?
I don't like the Smiths. I think they're just sellouts. I think they just try to be controversial for the sake of
just
staying relevant.
Just for a bit of cash.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Will Smith, he'll do anything.
That's true.
Like, he's kind of given up trying to be like a Hollywood A-lister. They're definitely not the Smith family anymore, are they?
Yeah, it's sort of that in-between sort of level, I
you
reckon.
You know when they lost me, selling out to that wide-angle phone company, where they were like, oh, you get the whole family in view. No one wants to see the whole family, all right? No one wants that.
You're cropped out for a reason.
Jay, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jay, Maddie and Creevo.
Jay, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
We're just chatting about the block last night with this guy who's dropped $12 million on the properties, which is incredible. But as you were saying, Creever, you're like a casual watcher of the block, yeah?
Yeah, occasional.
Yeah, so this guy has a long history of buying like houses from the
really?
Block. That's what you want, a super fan that's, you know, cashed up.
Mm. Really loaded, as any show.
We were just saying, let's approach him and see if he wants to sponsor our show.
Danny Wallace, IT entrepreneur, sponsors the Novo.
Did you say Daddy Wallace?
No, Danny, that's his name, Danny, oh, right. Danny Wallace.
You know what, that's quite, like, just for the photo opportunity and to appear on television, $12 million. He's obviously got like an obsession with the show.
Look,
wants
you get
to be
something
the center
for
of attention.
It. You get a couple of houses as well.
Yeah, well, he gives them away.
Well, it's sort yeah, like he lets people stay
rich.
In them. Yeah, I mean that's next level money.
Good on him.
Do you know what? Channel 9 will start relying on him to. Like, buy the houses each year so the years he's not there.
You know, no, they'll call Danny up and they'll say, hey, Danny, we're going to go for season number 160. They'll say, so what do you want to buy this time? No. You know, we can set the show up design for the property that you want.
You're still right market. To go. Yeah. yeah.
Good on him, man. He's doing it for a good cause. Like, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And another good cause that we're getting behind on this show, guys, is our new FM Giving Tree. This is kicked off at Westfield Katara.
Yeah, from today.
So we'll chat more about it and tell you how you can give back this year with our new FM Giving Tree.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
And we're very excited because we've launched something very special at Westfield Katara today, Jade.
Yeah, we have. We've launched our new FM Giving Tree. So we've teamed up with the Samaritans and it's now at Westfield Katara, our new FM Giving Tree. So basically, if you're going shopping, if you buy a couple of little extra things, you can pop it underneath the new FM Giving Tree. It's right next to the concierge desk on level 2. And then, you know, those presents will be going to a family in need this Christmas. You can't afford presents.
Yeah, it's so good. And it is true. If you are out shopping, and it doesn't have to be a big thing, it can be absolutely anything at all, please just think of it. And, you know, if it's 10, 20 bucks that you can drop on something, it helps a lot.
Well, at our website, newfm.com.au, they've actually got some great gift ideas that they've suggested, which are good ideas to put underneath the tree. They've written like toiletry packs, deodorant, aftershave, socks, bucket and spade for kids to go to the beach at Christmas. So it's just little things that really don't cost much. If you can just pop a, you know, $5 bucket and spade in there, you'll brighten a child's Christmas day.
Because what you got to remember is, like, this year, a lot of people have had it tough, you know, not only like with the whole, you know, COVID thing, but also, you know, some families, maybe they lost their incomes this year or they've been severely affected by the downturn. You know, a lot of people that work in, say, hospitality and that kind of thing have really lost a lot this year. So if you are fortunate enough to still be working and still able to do that sort of thing, you really could change some kids' Christmas morning.
Yeah.
And that's really what the whole idea is. Just that small little thing could be the thing that changes that kid's morning and makes their whole day and really brightens up what has been, let's face it, not the best year.
Yeah, 100%. And we're really driving this hard. We really want to help and make a difference this year. So please get behind us. You'll see it. You can't miss it. The big new FM Giving Tree, it's there for the next few weeks. So yeah. Like I said, if you do start your Christmas shopping early, please think of us and think of the people you'll help this year. And we'd really appreciate it. Coming up next is Love It or Loathe It.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos. New FM. Love it or loathe it. Loathe it.
Yeah, getting Creevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topics, which is sending out Christmas cards.
Love it or loathe it.
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, loathe it. I'm not doing that.
Love it. Why won't you do it?
Well, I just, like, who am I going to send one to?
People.
Like who?
Friends.
I've got none to send, and I'm just not my. It's not my thing.
Well,
I'll give people a call.
Yeah,
and have a chat.
You know what?
As dear John Appy Christmas.
I knew this would cause a divide between you. The perfect love it or loathe it. Because, Jade, you've just recently gone out, got your photo shoot with your family. Mm. You're getting Christmas cards made from those, yeah?
No. I'm not doing that. So, but basically, what I've done is that I put on in my Instagram, I said, hey, I'm sending Christmas cards out this year. If you want to receive one, send me your address.
And are you putting the picture of you guys on the Christmas card?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Just Jen ones. I'm just Jade Leader, if you want one, by the way.
Yeah. So I just bought generic Christmas cards and I'm just sending them out in the post.
What do you get if you get a Jade Leader one? A little message?
Yeah, I'm writing a message in there wishing people Merry Christmas.
How much does a postage stamp cost these days? Like $1?
$1?
It's cheaper if you do card. Christmas cards, though, there's usually a deal.
Yeah, okay, cool.
You go to the post office and you say, I want some stamps, card only.
So you're willing to, how many cards on average do you think you'd send out each year for Christmas, Jade?
Well, this is the first year I'm actually sending them. Actually, I got inspired by someone else who was doing it. I thought, you know what? It's my mum and I, we're really good because she lives in Queensland. We'll constantly send each other little cards throughout the year in the post.
That's so nice.
And I thought to myself, I saw someone put it on Facebook saying they were going to send out cards. And I thought, you know what? That's an easy thing to do with this horrible COVID year, just to write a nice Christmas card and send it in the mail. So I put it out on my Instagram. I think I've written 11 cards so far, and I just had a look at my tally then, and I've got another 11 or so to do.
You're sending them out to strangers?
Strangers.
Oh.
Yeah. So
Jade, that's a bit weird.
No, it's not.
Who wants a Christmas card?
Well, a lot of people do. It's nice to receive a Christmas card in the mail. I don't know. Like, the people who listen to the show, so big thank you for listening.
Very few big stars like Jade would send out Christmas cards to their fans, personalized.
Well, I just...
That shows a level of how you care for people.
We do like a little autograph in each one.
No, there's no autograph. I'm just signing it from Jade.
What about, do you get like the red lipstick and then do a kiss on it?
No. No.
That's $1 extra.
I'm not making any money from these. I'm just doing it because I just wanted to bring a bit of cheer into people's lives. That's very nice.
Crevo, what a Grinch you are, brother. Yeah. What a Grinch you are.
How many cards are you sending out?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't send any. I don't buy anybody cards, though. I'm like, that's what the internet's for. You send people a message.
It's not the same, though.
It is. What's wrong with an e-card?
Yeah.
No.
E-card. Save the paper. Well, do you care about the environment, Jade?
I think you can actually buy recycled Christmas cards.
Oh, you ain't getting those.
I don't know if mine are. I can actually
Where
check.
Where did you buy yours from?
Are you getting
all Hallmark ones?
No, I got mine. Mine are cute. I got a pack from Coles because they had dogs on them because I'm sending dog appropriate Christmas cards. And I can't remember where I got the other set from, but they have dogs on them too.
Oh, 13-10-09 if you'd like a Christmas card from Jade.
I'll leave your address with producer Jackson.
Happy to send them out for you.
Or just go to my Instagram's easier.
Or you can call the show.
Just go at the Jade Leader and then...
your mic's gone.
No, it's easier that way because I've got all the addresses and it's just I've got a system in place.
At Jade Maddie Creepo on Instagram. Jade will get you a card.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly right. Thank you. Coming up next, we are talking kids and them stealing things. It happens a lot, so we're going to be chatting about that.
Interesting one.
Real crime here.
No.
We're talking about when the kids nick something from you or whatever.
Yeah,
as a parent.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Time's up. Alright,
you got
30 seconds, ready?
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. Alright, let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah!
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
The Novos.
every year this happens.
What?
There's like that day when it comes around, like Christmas time, where it's almost like a trigger with you, and it's just Christmas constantly. All you've been doing, Jade, for the last 3 minutes is singing Christmas carols in an English accent.
Because Maddie loves an English accent.
Oh. Maddie's been trying to like concentrate on what's coming up in the show.
No, he hasn't.
And you better watch out.
Santa Claus is coming to town. It's been that high volume.
It ruins Christmas for me.
No, it doesn't. How dare you?
It's the 23rd of November.
Oh. You got ages. December hasn't even
started.
We've
still got 19 shows left.
Christmas has come early this year. Dad, didn't you get the memo?
No, 25th of December.
No, well, you know what?
The same date every year.
A lot of people know Christmas has come early because when I was out on Saturday, actually, Ben and I went to the new Bennett's Green Home Centre there. You know, where they got the Bunnings, Amazon, Spotlight. They did the big grand opening earlier this week.
Yeah.
OMG. It is cool. It's so cool. I was at Spotlight. I was going berserk because I'm in there.
What did you buy?
Well, I'm in their VIP club. So I got a couple of vouchers in the mail.
Give us the short list there, though. I don't want everything.
A really nice queen quilt, which was a really good deal.
How much were the vouchers?
If you spend $100, you got $40 off,
which
is pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
So I got a nice new queen bed quilt and sheet set, which aren't... Sheets are way too expensive considering that it's an item that you need.
Yeah, well, that's why.
It's like milk and bread. It should be a lot cheaper.
It's a lot goes into making sheets, though.
Yeah. But anyway...
Go to Kmart if you don't want to spend...
And got ribbon. Stuff like that.
Oh, very exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, thrill a minute for you.
Yeah, new shower curtain.
How exciting. How cool.
Oh, it's awesome. So cool. Oh. You know what? The fake plant market has expanded. Everyone's buying fake plants now, just FYI.
Economics, you know what? Chat with Jade.
I'm really happy that I am not tied down like you are.
What do you mean?
Like, your excitement is going to buy plastic plants at Spotlight
on
the weekend.
Yeah, but it was so
much difference.
Fun.
Thank God.
You just wait till you settle down, Maddie.
It'll be a different time. Hey, yeah. Switching gears a little bit, up next, we want to know on 131009, what did your kids steal? And I don't want, like, crime stuff. I mean from around the house. What did they, like, take and hide? So this is all after this mother, she was out driving. The police pulled her over for just a random breath test or whatever. She opens up her wallet. Her license is gone and been replaced with a Pokemon card. This cheeky little kid has taken her license out and gone, "You can be a Pikachu instead." Here you go.
I think it was a mermaid type Pokemon.
Oh, that's
even
well.
Better.
How adorable.
131009, what did the kids take and hide / steal? We'll take your calls after
Jade, this. Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Now, of course, we're asking on 131009, what did the kids nick, steal / hide? Not criminal stuff. We're talking more around the house. This is all after this lady was pulled over by the police, just a random breath test. She pulls out her wallet to the little window section, you know, that has your ID.
Yeah.
She presents that without even thinking to the officer, and he's like, "That's not a license. That is a Pokemon card."
How embarrassing. She would have been mortified.
Yeah, how do you talk yourself out of that?
Like, well, exactly.
You either need to lock her up because she does think she's a Pokemon.
Yeah. or you're very understanding. Probably a police officer who has a kid might get it. Because, of course, she then realized, oh, my God, my kid has stolen my license and swapped it out.
Kids like to do that.
They think they're helping or it's a bit of fun.
Absolutely.
It's innocent to them, right?
I think for a lot of parents, mobile phones go missing because kids love playing with them. They see
absolutely.
Their mum and dad on the phone all the time. They can't help it. They want to go, "Oh, goo ga ga," and then they hide it.
How do they go?
"Oh, goo ga ga ga." And then they hide it like in the couch or just they might tuck it in their cash register and their toy, which is in the kids' room. They do weird things.
Yeah, that's right. Their way of thinking is a different kind of logic.
All right, well, let's go to the phones. 131009. Joe, hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you? Now, tell us, what did the kids steal from you?
Oh, it wasn't from me. My son stole. We've been living with my mother-in-law for the last couple of months, and he's been stealing her hair comb.
Oh, how sweet.
How's it going living with the mother-in-law?
Oh, we just moved out this week, but it's been good. She had a knee replacement, so we had to care for her.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a nice family.
You're a great daughter-in-law to do that.
You're helping out.
An incapacitated mother-in-law is a good mother-in-law.
Absolutely.
Now, I do have to ask, was the hair comb, do you think he's a future hairdresser, or did he just fascinated by it, or what was the situation?
I don't know. We kept saying after the first one, we're like, oh, maybe she'd lost it. And then the second one is like, have you taken Nana's comb? No, it wasn't me. Then the third one and the fourth one. And then finally we're on to the fifth one. And suddenly they just all showed up again, miraculously. And he goes, I did take them. Why?
That's incredible. Where were they being hidden?
He wouldn't tell us. God knows where.
He's got a great secret hiding spot.
Cheeky.
Oh, that's so funny. Thank you for your call, Joe. Appreciate that. Up next, guys, of course, it is our big Total Tools Novos 500 race this Saturday at Go Karts Go Broadmeadow. This has been incredible. So we're all representing a region here in the Hunter, including Hamish. I'm Team Newcastle. Jade, your team Port Stephens. Crevo, your team Maitland and the Valley. And Hamish is Team Lake Mac. Now, we've all chosen our team partners.
Yeah.
So you two have professional race drivers.
Myself and Crevo.
As your partners. I've got an amateur, which I'm happy with because, you know what? We don't need that sort of bells and whistles going on.
I've forgotten his name.
Yeah.
What was his name?
And,
it doesn't matter because he's coming last.
How rude.
The trash talk.
Hamish, yeah. Come on.
Hamish, of course, you're the only team member here not to have chosen your partner in this. Now, I do believe you've narrowed it down.
Yes. To one?
Okay.
Chosen.
So we're going to call her next, and you're going to do the big reveal.
Yes.
Joining Team Hamish.
Give it a bit of a clue away there, but that's a... Yeah, that's good.
Well,
yeah, no,
good.
That's good. It's a good
it's
point.
It's a girl. It's a girl. Yes, we need a woman.
Exactly.
Anyway, we're going to do that next and give you all the details for this Saturday's big race here at the Novos.
Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Total Tools, Sandgate and Warners Bay. Every tool, every trade. And Go Karts Go. Port Meadow, Nelson Bay, Hunter Valley. And Cameron Park. GoKartsGo.com.au for info. The Total Tools Novos 500.
Yeah, we've all but finalised our teams for the Total Tools Novos 500. Hamish, the last one on the team. Mm. We need someone to represent Team Lake Mac with yourself. And I do believe we have your pick on the phone.
I have made a captain's pick.
Big decisions over the weekend.
Yes. It took me a while.
I agonised on this one. This was not an easy call. Okay. I mean, I had to, I weighed up the pros and the cons. Mostly, made a decision finally. I don't like to rush these things.
Searched the deep depths of your soul on this one.
It was a real deep dive.
Yeah. Just quickly.
Philosophy and everything.
Yeah, I did.
What were you looking for in a driver?
There were many factors.
Like
namely a sense of direction.
Okay.
That's pretty important, I feel. Hands.
Hands are always good.
You know, it's not like the medieval days where if you steal, they chop your hands off for loaf of bread.
I mean, hands weren't necessarily a break all
feet
end
as
all.
Well.
If you're a competent driver with no hands, I would have taken you as
now,
well too. Being alive, I think, was one of the major things as well too. Yeah. I mean,
my big question for you is Hamish.
Yeah.
Now these two have kind of ignored the everyday Joe and Jill gone for the professional drivers for their team. Now.
Cheaters, basically.
There's no mucking around when it comes to a race.
I've picked an amateur, just an everyday guy. His name is Peter, 51 years old.
Yep.
And do you know what? I'm happy with my choice.
Yeah.
We don't need the fancy drivers. Have you gone a similar
can I just
way?
Say, can I just say, word on the street, you've got a lot of street credit for that. I mean, look at me talking like... you've got a lot of kudos. Kudos is the word I'm looking for.
Oh, good.
For going for an amateur driver. And so I thought I'd share in that.
Oh, please. Gold medals.
Welcome to the team.
No.
All right. Who have you picked?
I have picked Sonia.
Oh.
And also, there's been a lack of diversity, I might just say, from the three of you.
Yeah,
I'm just going to stick that in there as well, too.
It's got nothing to do with that. The best driver gets the spot on the team.
Look, it was a toss-up. And Rowan, very good credentials, but Sonia... put a compelling case forward.
Sonia, you're joining Team Lake Macquarie and Team Hamish.
How exciting. I can't wait.
Hi, Sonia. How are you doing?
Hamish. Yeah, great.
Sonia, are you the one that had, like, that really likes Hamish's voice?
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
I said
go-kart.
I did say there was a compelling case that she put forward, and that might have been it.
Now, don't be distracted when, you know, Hamish is in your ear through the headpiece, like giving you instructions.
Team orders.
When it's hard left, it's hard left. That's what it means, okay?
I will be listening to his every word.
Oh, see, there you go. That, it takes instructions well. Another criteria. So, very important.
Sonia, how are you at a bit of smack?
Yeah, excellent. I'm so competitive in everything that I do.
Excellent.
Good. Nice to see. It's the women on this team, these teams, that are really, you know, competitive.
Well, yeah. That's it. I'm so excited for this. Are you excited, Sonia?
I am super excited, this and I cannot wait.
And don't forget, it doesn't matter where each person places, every single team member walks away with a prize, of course. First place wins a $1,000 voucher to spend at Total Tools, second place, $500, third place, $250, and last even gets a $100 voucher.
Yeah, it's good. Everyone wins in this, but ultimately...
Yeah. I'll stop you there, Jade, because I know what you're going to say. Sonia, what are you going to do with your $1,000 when you win it?
I have no idea. I honestly don't believe I'm going to win, but I'm going to be there fighting.
There you go.
That's good. That's good. And like Hamish said, Sonia, who cares if these two have professional racing drivers with them? It just goes to show the arrogance of Team Port Stevens and Team Maitland and the Hunter.
Yeah, that's it.
Hamish, we're the everyday
people. We've already won. Oh, morally, we have won.
You've got to tell yourselves to make you feel better about it.
Oh, well, the teams are complete. Thanks, Sonia. Congratulations. Yeah,
thank you, Sonia.
Hamish is filled.
Yay, guys, the teams are chosen.
So who'd you pick, Jade, for Team Port Stevens?
I have Wade from Fern Bay.
And you have, Crevo?
I've got Wayne from Laguna.
So I've got Peter from Newcastle, so this is going to be great. Now, Sonia joining Team Hamish. It's going to be great, guys. Yep. This weekend, Saturday, live streaming on Facebook and broadcasting on UFM, the big race. And, of course, we even have a fake Kiss band, a Kiss tribute band, Kistortion. Yeah. These guys are incredible musicians, so we're even putting on a pre-show to this thing. It's going to be massive.
You're not going to miss out if you're at work, because this is going down this Saturday. So you can live stream from bed or on your couch at home.
Wherever you are, make sure you check this out because, you know...
It's going to get ugly.
We missed out on a supercar race, but we've got something so much better.
Yeah, I'm going to be leaving tread marks on your faces.
Oh, of course. And like I said, a big thank you to Go Karts Go as well for hooking this up. And Total Tools, Sandgate and Warners Bay, every tool, every trade. It's going to be great, guys. And of course, Go Karts Go, Broadmeadow, Nelson Bay, Hunter Valley and Cameron Park. GoKartsGo.com.au.
So, guys, hold on. Can you smell that?
Mm.
It's Port Stevens win on the way.
You guys are big old stinkers, are you?
You're done?
Yeah, okay. Done? Got it out of my system.
Okay.
Till tomorrow.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Grevo.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
105 minutes of commercial-free music is kicking off at 9 after us with producer Jackson.
Yo. A bit of Gaga. Ooh. On the way. Have you got all these acting rumors around Lady Gaga?
No. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But she's not really a singer. She's just an actor.
Well, she originally started in The Sopranos. Let's not forget that.
Really?
Yeah. She had a bit of a cameo in there.
Did she play a dead body?
No. She played a girl breaking into a swimming pool.
Do you know people actually credit themselves being a dead body in shows like Law and Order and stuff?
Do they really?
It's not real. Yeah.
Well, Taylor Swift was a dead body in SVU, I think.
Was she?
Yeah.
You know what? Hard to play a dead body, just gonna say, because you gotta try and breathe really, like, you can't have a heavy chest going up and down all the time.
I think I'd be fine. You just sit there.
It's harder than what you think.
And you blink under the eyes. Yeah. Simple Minds as well, they're coming up. Also, too, Imagine Dragons, whatever it's called.
Nice.
Awesome. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off very soon, Jade.
Yes. Obviously, over the weekend was a huge family event for me because Ben and I had our Christmas family photo shoot with our three chihuahuas.
You even left Crevo's partner's Emmy's party early just to prepare for this photo shoot.
Well, you said, I need to practice tying the bows on the dogs.
Yep.
Sorry, gotta go.
Yep, I did say that, and I did do that. So, I'll fill you in on our Christmas family photo shoot in a minute.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
My heart is a Christmas tree farm where the people would come to dance under sparkles and lights.
Oh. Yay! Christmas time is here, everybody.
Another Christmas chat.
And I've been prepping for our big family Christmas photo shoot over the last couple of weeks because I booked Ben and I, along with our three chihuahuas, together to go and get a professional photo shoot done. And it happened on Sunday. It was fantastic. So we went down to Coorumbong. There's this farm down there where it's actually designed, set up for photographers so they can hire it out for the day. It's all set up like with proper styling.
How good is that?
It was really cool. And so we went there. We had this 20-minute mini shoot with the dogs. And I have to say, they passed with flying colors, according to the photographer.
Any accidents?
Did they pee on the couch or the carpet or anything?
No, they were little angels. Geordie, the photographer, she said, you're not going to believe this. She's like, obviously in show business they say, never work with children and animals. But she's like, you've changed my mind on working with animals because your three chihuahuas are little angels. And she said they've been better behaved than some of the kids that have shown up
really?
To the shoots. Yeah, because they had this bicycle there and apparently there was a lot of fights between siblings who got to sit on this really old-fashioned-looking Christmas bike.
What a nightmare.
Did you put the dogs on the Christmas bike?
I did, actually. Ruben sat on the bike. No, I did. Do you want to see a photo?
Of course I do.
Look at him. So it's one of those three-wheeled bicycles. And we managed to get Ruben to stay on the bike.
How did you get his front feet on? It looks like he's... Did you sticky tape them on or something?
No, so Ruben's front paws are actually holding on to the handlebars and his back paws are sitting on the seat.
Mummy said, stay there, Ruben.
Yeah, he was a good boy. Honestly, she was shocked. She's like, wow, they were so good.
Oh, well, have you finished talking up your own dog's behavior,
yeah,
Jade?
Yeah, I love them. And they're my else? Kids. I'm a proud fair
how
mama.
Did your husband go, Benny?
Oh, well, that was a whole nother thing, wasn't it? He was so stressed out.
Why?
Well, because the dogs were in the car. Myrtle was crying on the way there. And Ben's like, I'm never doing this again. I said, you take that back. And he's
we'll be doing this every year.
He's like, Myrtle's whinging. There's Christmas carols all morning because I was playing the Christmas music from the start of getting ready all the way there. I said, this is a family event. This is very special.
So we were with Jade and Benny, of course, at your house the night before. And I love one of the comments Benny made because obviously, like I said earlier on in the show, Jade takes Christmas to another level.
Yep.
He goes, we're talking about how Jade brought him a beer advent calendar from Aldi. And he's like, look, it beats the old advent calendars she used to buy me, which were just chocolate ones. And she would, like, eat the chocolate, apparently. So at least this year, he's got some beers and can, like, numb himself a little bit with the Christmas.
We've been together 16 years, and he's just been faking it that he's enjoying the advent calendars every Christmas season.
Thanks, my love.
You shove Christmas down people's throats, though.
Oh.
Just saying.
I do not. Get in the spirit. You know what? This is such an important year.
Yeah, I get it.
Everyone needs to just... This is the one time of year we can show someone a little love and a little light and just be a good human.
Also, on another note, earlier on in the show, you were saying how you're offering to send listeners Christmas cards.
Yeah.
You've got a big reaction. Lots of people want Christmas cards from you. So if you do want a Christmas card from Jade, personalised, you can hit us up on Instagram at Jade Maddie Crevo.
And she'll put the little lipstick kiss in there.
I'm not putting any lipstick kisses in there.
Yeah, you will.
You probably
will. No. Or, like,
put that in the request if you want it. that?
No.
Anyway, we have cash to give away next. $625, in fact, with the cash cocktail. All you've got to do is identify these three sounds and the money is yours.
Also, everyone that gets on the air with this in the draw for our cocktail can starter pack, all thanks to the Newcastle Distilling Co. You get a dozen of these things and they are delicious.
Yeah. They sure are. Now, if you want to play, we do know that number one is an electric toothbrush, mm-hmm. and we're going to do it. Clue time.
Yeah, clue time.
For sound number two.
Yes.
Let's listen one more time.
Okay, you ready for the clue?
Yeah.
For sound number two. You do this when washing up.
Ooh. Okay.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. The Novos Cash Cocktail. It's your chance to win cash. And only on Newcastle's new FM. Cash, money back.
Cash, money back. Yeah, that's right. This is your chance to win cash instantly. We, of course, did give away a clue just a couple of minutes ago. Mm-hmm. So, for number two, this is involved with washing up. Right, that's the clue. So that's what you got to keep in mind. 13, 10, and 9. If you'd like a swing at this.
All right. Good morning, Kathy.
How are you?
Good, thank you. How was your weekend?
Oh, not too bad. Pretty relaxing. Oh, yeah, like
lovely. Oh, that's what you want to hear, especially so close to Christmas.
True. Very.
Yeah. All right. Let's do this. Now we just gave away a clue for number two. What do you think the sounds are from top to bottom?
I think number two is when you. Fill the sink up with water and you're topping up, so they're flicking the tap on, drop some water in. I think it's either that or number two, I think is dropping a golf ball in a hole.
Good guesses but incorrect. Thank you for your call.
Thanks,
Kathy.
Thanks for your go at that.
Helen, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, hello, Helen. All right, we need three sounds for the money. What do you think they are?
Okay, obviously the first one is the electric toothbrush.
Yep.
I think the second one is when you squirt the dishwashing liquid into the running water.
Okay, do you want to guess at three?
I've got no idea with number three. Sorry, guys.
No good. Thank you, Helen.
Cheers for that. And Jade, you want to have a guess, do you? Oh, no, it's Jade on the line.
Jade,
how you doing?
Why are you under the desk pretending to be on the phone?
On the phone. That's weird.
Hey, Jade.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thank you. So what do you think the sounds are?
I think number two is dropping a dish into the sink.
Okay, and number three?
And number three is the coffee pod popping out of your coffee machine when you drop it.
Great guesses.
$625, not yours.
Oh,
I mean,
damn.
$650 tomorrow.
Wow, it's
starting to build up.
Thanks for your call, Jade. Well, once again, that clue for number two, you do this when washing up.
That's right. So have a think about it overnight. You know, listen to the sounds again. Could be all
yours.
Let's
play
it
one more time. Here we go. Could be anything. Playing again tomorrow. Producer Jackson is in next with 105 commercial free music. Hello. Shawnee Mendes.
Oh my God.
Him and Justin Bieber released a song last week.
Was it good?
Together. Disappointment.
Really?
Oh, no.
I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, anyway. This song's good.
Maybe they'll go the way of Miley Cyrus and her collaboration video.
Also disappointing.
But have you seen the video?
Great.
Dua Lipa does some not COVID-safe things to Miley Cyrus' face with her tongue.
Oh, my God.
Sigala, James Arthur as well.
Excellent. Love that. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music, your official at workstation. And please don't forget our giving tree at Westfield Katara, right next to the concierge desk. We've teamed up with the Samaritans to help out some less fortunate people this year. So if you can buy a little extra gift for somebody this year, pop it under the giving tree. We'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, help those little kids out. Have a good Christmas this year.
That's right. It's 2 minutes to 9. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.